Right now, it's time for our Mindful Mondays program with our guests joining us from Mentis each Monday at this time. And today with us is Xavier Hendrick. Hendrick, welcome to the show. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
So you are responsible for a program that is called Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Give us the basics on that. What's it all about?
So Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging is a prevention and early intervention program serving anyone over the age of 60 throughout Napa County that is showing signs of early depression or dementia.
Very good. So what would those early signs be?
And numerous ones. So depression and dementia, unfortunately, they kind of mimic each other. With depression, you have lack of sleep, lack of motivation, lack of interest, all of those kinds of the mood swings, depending on the person. Men and women tend to have different symptoms. And with dementia, you get like a forgetfulness, but it's different than the normal forgetfulness. I think we all have the experience where we're going into the room to go and get a cup of coffee, and we get into the kitchen, we forget why we're there. Normally, we can backtrack and figure out why we went there in the first place. With dementia, you often can't. So you'll go back, and you just have no idea why you were there in the first place.
To what degree does not being able to remember people's names factor into that? Because I find every passing year, I'm less likely to remember. Like, I know you, but I have no clue. Is that just normal, or is that a problem?
Well, unfortunately, I've never remembered names, so it's kind of a hard question to answer. But the problem comes in when you don't remember the name of your child or someone that you know very well. Is suddenly like, who are you? That's when we have issues. Yeah.
That's different from just trying to recall.
Right.
You mentioned that men and women have different symptoms.
Yes.
How does that play
and,
out?
And I would say not always, because nothing is a black box. Men often show depression by becoming more kind of aggressive and irritable, where women might become more weepy or more inclined to kind of shut themselves off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are these responses, is depression in this age, we're talking 60 plus?
Yes.
Primarily?
Yes.
Depression at that age, is that a chemical thing, or is that a process of life experience of being dissatisfied after a period of time?
Right. So this is a very tough question to answer. Depression is very much a physical manifestation of an issue. And people tend to forget this. They say things like, you know, oh, I'm just feeling sorry for myself, or excuse me. And it's not that at all. So often what I'll say to them is depression is like having measles, but you can't see the spots. You know, people are inclined to beat themselves up when they're feeling like they can't motivate themselves. It's like walking through mud. So it does have a chemical implication, very definitely, when it gets to the more advanced stages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there then a chemical solution? Is medication the answer?
Medication is not the only answer. It definitely is one. Talk therapy works fantastically. Very often, if we can catch it early enough, when it gets kind of more advanced, then definitely we need a chemical intervention.
Mm-hmm. So is a person who starts to feel or see symptoms of depression 60 plus, someone who likely had depression when they were younger as well?
Not necessarily. So the older ages tend to bring a lot of changes, all kinds of changes, and predominantly loss. Loss of people in your life, loss of your driver's license, loss of former capabilities that you had, all of those kinds of things. And that always brings about an adjustment. You've got to figure out, how do I now adapt to this, or is this my new normal? It's a tough road. It can be a tough road.
Mm-hmm.
And so often that precipitates a depression, or what I would like to refer to as a transition. So I've got to move through this part to figure out what my life is going to look like from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us do change particularly well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are these two topics, depression and dementia, are they linked? Is there a relationship between the two?
There's a very strong relationship between people that start developing dementia very often become depressed, so the two manifest together a lot. Mm-hmm. There has been a link between depression, like depression almost causing dementia in some way, although that, how that all works, I'm not too, I don't know. I couldn't tell you the scientific basis for that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're here talking on our Mentis Mindful Monday segment with Zavia Hendricks, and Zavia is running the Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging program here in Napa County. Let's describe how it actually works with your patients. You do in-home work?
Right, so we do free bilingual in-home visits to anyone throughout Napa County, anyone that's a resident of the county. And we do the services that we offer. One is case management, which is connecting people to the various services that they could use. The other one is actually providing in-home counseling if there is depression present, or referring them out to other agencies that might be able to provide that. As along with depression, we work very closely with Calabria, who do the more deeper mental cognitive health assessments, and support.
What's the ultimate goal for these patients? Are you looking to keep them in their homes? Is that part of the objective?
From our perspective, yes. We'd like to keep them as independent as possible for as long as possible.
7:15, we're back on KVON. It's the Mentis Mindful Mondays program, and we're talking with Zavia Hendricks about the Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging program. We were just about to hear about other partners that are involved with this. Go ahead.
All right. So Mentis, obviously, is the lead agency. We've got Calabria Care, the Queen of the Valley Medical Center, the Care Network, and Napa County Comprehensive Services for Older Adults.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot of folks involved.
Yeah, the program was actually formed from a survey that was done a couple of years back, and these agencies came together to form the program, seeing the need that there was of it.
That's very good. Now, where do... do the patients, the folks who end up getting help from this program, are they referring themselves to it, or are other people suggesting that they get involved?
Both. They're often referred by their doctors, various clinics, other agencies, and they can self-refer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even neighbors can refer.
And you say there's no cost involved?
No cost involved.
Mm-hmm. Some people may not even have a doctor, a primary doctor,
right,
at this stage? Okay. So... how long might a person stay in this program once they're
there? So it is a short-term program. We see people for between 8 and 12 weeks, but that's very much dependent on the assessment of the person. Everything is done by evidence-based assessments. And as we follow the people, we determine how they're doing. We then can either prolong it a little bit or decide when they're done or when they need to be referred out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned talk therapy as one of the approaches. Is that done with these people in their homes?
Yes. Their homes. Yeah. It also depends on the person. Some people prefer not to be in home, so they can come to our office, which is at 650 Imperial Way. In Napa.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. So if someone listening is thinking, I know someone who could benefit from this, how could they find out more and get in touch?
Just call in on 707-299-1885.
299-1885.
That's it.
For Mentis, yes?
Well, that's for Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging.
That's directly your line.
Yeah.
Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging for people 60 plus. 299-1885. And Zavia, thanks for coming in today. I think we learned something here.
You're so welcome.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
Thanks for your time.